Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Just getting rolling here on the Burgundy and Gold today, right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking it up to 7 o'clock. In the final hour of the program, we'll be joined by our pal, Trevor Sikkema of Pro Football Focus. Also in that last hour, the Commanders made a roster move earlier this afternoon that could have a trickle-down effect, or better put, could be a little bit telling in terms of a couple of different injury situations that the team is dealing with. Right now, though, going through my top takeaways from last night on the offensive side of the football and on the defensive side of the football. I want to wrap up the offensive thoughts here real quick. I thought Josh Connerly Jr. Had just some really good moments last night, and I always say this, I'm a man first when I do this job. You all act as if I get called a flip-flopper. No, when new information is presented to me, my opinion changes. And I know I made the rounds during the first week of camp by saying that Josh Connerly Jr. had been underwhelming to start training camp. That was the case at that current point. Like, that's what it was. He didn't come out of the blocks super fast, but you expect that with a rookie tackle switching sides of the offensive line, playing NFL football for the first time. You expected it, but for as underwhelming as he was to start camp, he's probably the most improved guy from day one of camp until now. In terms of the dudes on this roster that have made the biggest jump in their play, their performance from day one of camp until now, I think Josh Connerly clearly blows out the field with that. I thought last night the most encouraging thing with him is you saw him do something really well that he struggled with coming out of college. Like, one of the negatives on his scouting report is that, okay, he's a little bit young and lacks the play strength right away. He had a play last night where he got beat on an inside move, and I thought he did a pretty decent job stepping to his left and trying to recover. But then his ability to drop his ass and anchor and not get pushed into the lap of the quarterback, like, that to me was the impressive stuff. When we saw him anchor versus power a couple of different times last night, and when you think about what the shortcoming was of his game coming out of Oregon, it was that. Could he drop his ass and anchor against bull rushes? Could he, you know, be stout when these defensive ends and pass rushers, you know, convert speed to power? And something I also said in the start of the offseason is, I'm not really fully judging him on what he looks like in OTAs. I want to see what he looks like midway through the next year, right? When he's gotten the opportunity to go through a full summer of NFL strength and conditioning, just continuing to get bigger and stronger. And I think the feet have always been there. He is a technician, right? Hands and feet are always aligned. I think the one thing he got in trouble with at Oregon a little bit is overextending at times. Haven't seen that as much. I also thought last night, a couple of different times, you saw him, and this is a really, it seems easy, but it's a really difficult part of playing offensive line and defensive line. The ability at that size to be able to flip your hips for some of these cutoff blocks. And it's like I said in the opening segment, it's not always about pancaking somebody and putting somebody on their ass. Sometimes it's just about getting in the way. And that split second of opportunity and hesitation that you create for the defender allows some of these runs to get sprung out to the second level. I thought Josh Connerly was excellent last night once again, albeit against the Cincinnati Bengals defensive front, who, I mean, that group stinks. If you're a Bengals fan, like, that's the other, like, thing about this game for Washington last night. It's like, well, how much are you really taking away? Because it is Cincinnati. They are awful. And I'll say this, if they can't get Trey Hendrickson in-house, they're not going to make the postseason. They may not make the postseason with Trey Hendrickson. They're that bad to me on the defensive side of the football. But another young rookie that stood out last night, Jalen Lane, continuing to emerge. Like, that is really the biggest takeaway for me from last night on the offensive side of the football, outside of the running game stuff, right? Jalen Lane continues to emerge, and we heard from Cliff Kingsbury last week. He talked about the cross training that's been going on, lining him up in the slot, lining him up on the perimeter. I think, one, that shows off that young man's football smarts. And last night, in particular, I think you saw him show off the route running in really strong hands. And that's something that in camp, we've seen him kind of be soba-soba with, you know what I'm saying, in terms of, like, making contested catches routinely. He had a catch last night where he just does a really good job plucking the football out of the air. But for me, when it comes to Jalen Lane, the part with him that I'm most intrigued by, the part with him that I'm most looking to see, well, can this be a real thing come the regular season? I need him, while he's good in the slot, his most impactful position to me is if he's lined up on the outside at wide receiver, having the ability to run guys off and open up things underneath for your Deebo Samuels, for your Austin Ecklers, over the middle for Zach Ertz. Like, that to me is where he really could help take this offense to the next level. And that to me is like the next part of his game. If he can consistently stress defenses vertically, not only does it open up things for the rest of this offense, I think it opens up the rest of his game as well. Because the moment you get respect flying deep down the sideline, you can then begin to throttle things down and run your comebacks and your button hooks and your curls and things of that nature. He's got it all. I think the big question for him is going to continue to be, when the competition gets ratcheted up and you're going up against starting defensive backs in this league, how do you handle it? But for the most part, man, I think Jalen Lane has been an absolute godsend for this Washington Commanders football team. To wrap up my offensive takeaways, I'm going to give one observation that, you know, some people aren't going to be happy with, but I got to be real and open and honest and objective here. If Tyler Biadasz goes down next year, this football team, this offense, in my opinion, is in a world of hurt. They do not have a backup center right now. And we saw what Michael Dieter was last year. Yuck. Awful when he had to play. They've tried to cross-train Julian Good-Jones, who, you know, initially, traditionally is a guard, but you put him at the center spot and maybe you don't have to keep a Michael Dieter, and it gives you the ability to keep one extra guy at another spot. He can't get the snaps down. His snaps have been inconsistent all camp. Nick Allegretti has also gotten opportunity as that backup center. His snaps have been inconsistent. So that was my, like, big, like, uh-oh. And obviously it's the second preseason game, so you don't want to panic totally, but if they have to miss, if Tyler Biadasz has to miss time, this offensive line is going to struggle. 301-230-0980 is the number. 301-230-0980 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Giving you my top offensive and defensive takeaways from last night's preseason game. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side of the break at 301-230-0980. When we come back, though, your calls plus my top defensive takeaways. A couple of free agents that Washington signed this offseason played really damn well last night. We'll highlight those dudes next here on the Team 980.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.